Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Democrat running for the party nomination for state attorney general said he found recent remarks by Wisconsin's current AG interesting concerning the election of Donald Trump and Senator Ron Johnson. Republican Brad Schimmels suggested during a Milwaukee radio station interview that President Donald Trump would not have won Wisconsin and GOP Senator Ron Johnson would not have won re-election in 2016 without the state's voter ID law. The law is said by some to make it harder for people to register at the polls. Stopping in Rhinelander Tuesday, Josh Call said the attorney general should not be helping set this kind of policy.
For the last several years, I've been involved in challenges to a number of restrictions on voting, laws that made it harder for people, eligible voters, to cast a ballot, including challenging some laws here in Wisconsin. And I found those comments to be really revealing. One of the things we argue in these cases is that these laws were passed for partisan purposes, to try to make it harder for people to vote and to try to change election outcomes. AG Schimmel seems to have come out and admitted that, which was a bit of a surprise. Usually people deny that that's the motivation. But clearly we shouldn't be enacting laws for the purpose of trying to shift election outcomes.
Call says the AG should take a prominent role in fighting opioids.
As a federal prosecutor, targeting large-scale drug traffickers for prosecution is one of the things I did. And I'd like to see our AG's office playing a larger role in that area. But I also think our AG should be an advocate for expanding access to treatment so that people who do become addicted can get the help they need and get back on their feet. And I think we need an AG who's going to be serious about holding the pharmaceutical companies accountable for the role that they have played in creating and exacerbating this epidemic.
Call also says he favors an Iowa-style board to set political boundaries. Wisconsin allows political parties to set the districts, and the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a Wisconsin case about gerrymandering. Call is the son of the late Peg Lautenschlager, a former Wisconsin attorney general. And the late-season snow is having an impact, and a DNR biologist in Rhinelander says it's impacting the deer. Jeremy Holt says the snow has led to some deer not making it.
In March, when deer start to move from their winter metabolism to their summer metabolism, that's probably when they're in the greatest danger of facing starvation. And now we're starting to see that. Even though things are starting to open up a little bit, we're getting calls of deer that are too weak to move, too weak to walk, and then they're found dead the next morning. And, of course, folks are concerned about it being some sort of illness, possibly chronic wasting disease or something.
While one deer with chronic wasting disease was found in the town of Crescent recently, Holt says they've been finding dead deer on roads and driveways. He says a check of the deceased deer's bone marrow finds the deaths are not illness.
And what we're finding is some of the deer that are being hit by cars, they're in pretty good shape. So the deer that are moving across roads, people are seeing them jumping around, they're still doing pretty well. There is some fat content around the organs, but at the same time, the deer that are having difficulty moving around in people's yards or out in open fields, when we evaluate them, they tend to be in full starvation where their body is completely consuming its own marrow. There's nothing left to keep it alive.
He says the majority of deer that have died of starvation are last year's fawns. He says the fawns simply aren't as adapted as older deer, but the deer able to move around have been able to hold on. Holt says the snow depths in the woods are below 18 inches, but there is thicker snow and some crust, which is tough to move around in for the deer. Saturday is a semi-annual Drug Enforcement Administration's Drug Take-Back Day. The federal agency sponsors local law enforcement offices and other places to accept unused prescription medications. Oneida County Sheriff's Department Captain Terry Hook says disposal is easy and helps control misuse.
We don't want any identifying information. All they have to do is empty their bottles into the boxes. They can take the bottles with them, and we will dispose of the medication so that we don't find it in our water table and things like that. Normally people dispose of medications by flushing it down the toilet or throwing it in the garbage, and some people just leave it in their house, which then makes them prime for maybe somebody breaking into their house if they have some kind of a medication that is controlled.
Captain Hook says leftover medications can tempt people to steal them.
I've had cases throughout the years where people know that other people have cancer or something like that. They're taking medications. Maybe they had a surgery and somebody breaks into their house and takes the medications that maybe they need or they haven't used just because they know that they're there.
The take-back is free and anonymous. No inhalers, injectables, and syringes will be accepted, but the Oneida County Health Department will be collecting sharps during the event. In Oneida County, the collection will take place at the Oneida County Solid Waste Department on County K west of Rhinelander, along with the police departments in Rhinelander, Three Lakes, and Minocqua. The take-back times are 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Saturday. Contact your local law enforcement agency for information on their take-back day this Saturday. And the Town of Newbold's outdoor recreation area and Rookery Run Disc Golf Course appears to be ready, pending cooperation from Mother Nature. Volunteers have been putting in thousands of hours to make the 18-hole course ready for opening this spring. Pete Cody has been leading the effort to get the course established off Highway 47 and Ole Lake Road north of Rhinelander. The historic snows this April slowed the process, but he says the fundraising has been heating up. He says the course has plenty of health benefits.
Rookery Run Disc Golf Course will be a championship disc golf course. There will be 18 holes with two tee pads per basket, so it'll be a total of 36 tee pads out there. You can either play the long hole or the short holes, and it gives people an opportunity to get plenty of exercise, because if you do the whole course and you do a lot of hunting for your discs, you'll probably accumulate about 2 miles or a little over when you do the course.
More information is on the Town of Newbold website. The forecast for tonight, 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, low 27. Tomorrow, sunny again with a high near 57. Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but temperatures should stay in the 50s. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.